KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have cloudy skies, some fog, 62 degrees in Atlantic. There is a dense fog advisory in effect until 9 a.m. Forecasts Adair, Adams, Audubon, Carroll, Guthrie, Dallas, Madison, Union, and Ringgold counties in our listening area. Otherwise, look for mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 67. The news is brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years. An Iowa teen charged with murdering his 5-year-old foster brother plans to use an insanity defense when his case goes to trial this month. Court documents filed last month indicate the defense plans for 18-year-old Cody Metzger Madsen, who was declared competent to stand trial in April. He's charged with first-degree murder in the August 2013 death of Dominic Elkins of Atlantic. Metzger Madsen pleaded not guilty to the charge and opted to have his case decided by a judge. Authorities say Elkins was killed while the boys were playing outdoors at their home near Logan in western Iowa. He died as a result of blunt force head injuries and drowning. Psychology experts who examined the teen say he has developmental problems. Metzger Madsen's mother used methamphetamine while she was pregnant with him. Pottawatomie County Attorney Matt Wilbur said Wednesday that charges will be dropped against the student charged with felony assault for his role in a fight that led to a fellow student's death at Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln High School last Thursday. The Daily Nonpareil reports during a press conference, Wilbur said 16-year-old Gregory Teer was legally justified in fighting back and using the force he did against Dakota Eskrit, who was shown initiating the incident on a surveillance video released at the conference. Eskrit, who fell and hit his head on the floor after the altercation, died at an Omaha hospital Saturday night. No charges will be pursued against Teer, and the original felony assault charge will be dropped. Officials in western Iowa say a new law enforcement center will house both men and women. Mills County Sheriff Eugene Goose said the facility has the capacity to separate the inmates. Can house up to 45 of them. The Daily Nonpareil says the new facility in Glenwood will mean less female inmates at the Adams County Jail in Corning, where they've often been held after a transfer. County officials say that will result in savings of between $2,000 and $6,000 each month. Federal prison inmates can be held at the law enforcement center, which will also house the Mills County Sheriff's Office. A large crowd turned out for Wednesday evening's meeting of the Atlantic City Council. Most of the more than 24 people were there to show their support for City Administrator Doug Harris, who was asked to resign nearly 2 weeks ago. Harris, who has served the city since 2010, reached a severance agreement with the city that was approved by the Personnel and Finance Committee during their meeting on September 23rd. Following a lengthy closed session to discuss the matter, the council voted 4-3 to approve Harris's resignation of the severance package. Councilpersons Jimerson, Stewart, and Cord voted against the matter, while Councilpersons Summers, Halder, Hayes, and Hartkoff voted in favor. The council voted also to appoint Harris's assistant John Lund as interim city administrator. Mayor Jones suggested Lund hold position for at least 6 months, but in the end, his length of service and the salary will be determined by the city's Personnel and Finance Committee. Among those who spoke in support of Harris prior to the council's vote to accept his resignation was Atlantic resident Doug Dimmig, who said the city of Atlantic owes Doug Harris a deep debt of gratitude.
He's worked diligently and tirelessly to keep Atlantic on the right track of accountability and good stewardship of the taxpayers' money. I think he's looking out for everyone very well. He's worked very hard in a deplorable work environment with the mayor, and he has worked to enlighten the council on the interpretation and intent of the law, and which is his job, and the mayor and his constituents did not want to hear the truth or represent the taxpayers.
Former councilpersons Kern Miller, Dave Wheatley, and Pat Simmons were in the audience as well. Miller, who was on the council when Harris was hired, said Harris was the most informed gentleman to handle the type of situations we have in this community. He was referring to the recently approved tax abatements and tax increment financing matters. Mayor Dave Jones has repeated that Harris was asked to resign because he and the city were going in different directions.
Well, Mr. Harris have done nothing illegal. Majority of council and I found his viewpoints and advice have often been in keeping with the direction that we think the city needs to be going.
And Harris acknowledged that he was asked to resign.
They asked me, and I really believe in their right to make sure they have people that are in line with them and doing what they want and bringing forth the ideas and the direction that they want. I support that. And so when they said I didn't have that, I agreed to resign.
He said his employment agreement stipulated the council could terminate his services without cause as a means of best protecting the community's interests. In our funeral announcements, James Leon Whalert, Sr., age 65, of Dexter, died Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for James Whalert, Sr. will be today at 10:30 at the Calvary Assembly of God Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. John Allen Claver, age 68, of Defiance, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for John Claver will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gladys Rasmussen, age 96, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Gladys Rasmussen will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Maisel Brower, age 97, of Messina, died Wednesday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Maisel Brower are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news was brought to you this hour by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all of your welding and fabrication needs. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.